The soundtrack to your life.
Sandbach Transport Festival, I believe it's the 29th year this year, or there or thereabouts anyways, but who's counting? And it's our 10th year, or there or thereabouts again, but again, who's counting on that, of hosting it and being there as well. I'm looking forward to it. It's in a couple of weeks' time, in the middle of April. Elsie's with me. Elsie, tell me a bit more about this year's Transport Festival over there in Sandbach.
Oh, well, it's going to be very exciting. Very, very, very exciting. As you say, it's our 29th year annual festival. So we've got loads of things going on the Saturday and the Sunday. We've got the Spitfire back again, like we had last year. That's to celebrate the 75 years of D-Day. So that'll be on display for 2 days. Obviously, on the Saturday, we've got classic cars, a music festival, of course, on the main common. Which is a little bit of a change from last year. So it's just to see how things go. And then we've got new cars as well to have a look at. And then on the Sunday, we've got the music festival as normal on the Cobble Square, which is this packed with loads of fantastic acts. We've got actually on the Sunday, which is a nice bit of a spectacular thing, is at 11 a.m. Coming up from the Old Hall, we've got some Harley Davidsons in a cavalcade coming up. They are the Stoke Hog chapter. So they're going to come along at 11 o'clock and drive through the town and then park up down the main street. We've also got VWs coming in, which is going to have a Herbie lookalike. So
Herbie, nice. The car that comes alive, isn't it?
Herbie, yeah. The car that comes alive. Whether this one does or not is another matter. But there we go. They're coming along as well. And in the park, we've got the spare parts, Truck Town Arts. We've got the, there's loads of things that they're going to be bringing along so that we can go with the community and interaction. This is just on the Sunday. For both days, though, we have got the steam train again in the park and the remote control cars. And you can have glitter tattoos. And these are all free, those things are. The only thing that you'll have to pay for is your fairground rides and your ice cream, I'm afraid.
It's a brilliant family event for the whole 2 days in the middle of Sandbach. And it's, you know, I remember the first one that I did with you. Must have been about 5 years ago. And I always say to my bosses here, make sure I'm on that event.
Well, we want to make sure that you're always there.
I love it. It's brilliant.
Elsie. Yes, we have a good time. We really do have a good time, and we feed you as well.
Oh, you do, actually. And being well behaved with the food this time. Anything else you can tell me about the day? You've got all the award ceremonies. Is that happening still on the Sunday?
Yes, and on the Saturday we'll have the classic cars being judged, and on the Sunday, of course, is anything and everything for the annual festival, which comes from a pedal cycle up to the heaviest lifting gear, and they will all be judged. Well, I shall have my team of judges there, and they will all be sent off with a piece of paper and said, like, go and get them judged, and then there'll be a trophy presentation at 2:30. Of course, we also have the fire station, which is open for 2 days. They've got lots of things happening in there, and they've got some vintage fire engines and cars. And the police will be there as well with their exhibition. So it'll be a very good.
I remember at the fire station last year, people were getting dumped in water.
Well, I don't know what they're going to be doing this year.
So if you love anything with an engine or anything that moves.
Mm-hmm.
On wheels, and doesn't always have to be on wheels, does it? I suppose.
Well, as long as it's transport, we're okay.
Yeah, transport, then it's going to be there, and it's well worth it, and it's also for the whole family as well. So, Elsie, thank you very much for coming in and seeing us.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.
Oh, I hope everybody comes along and enjoys themselves.
And the weather should be on our
the
side.
The weather has already been ordered.
Oh, has
hopefully.
It?
Hopefully, yes.
Yeah. Well, last year we had the heat wave 1 day off, didn't we?
Yes.
Then it rained on the second day for an hour or two.
Oh, only first thing, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this year, we've already had a heat wave in February. We've got one today of this chit-chat that we're having today. So hopefully when we get there in 2 weeks' time, it'll hold out.
Yes, the 13th and the 14th of April, we will be there, whether it's come rain, hail or shine, really, we will be there.
Fantastic. Thank you, Elsie.
The soundtrack to your life.
Cheshire's Silk 106.9.